We've got big tour news if you want to come and see us live.
Jordan's been working on Campman's backstory.
And find out what happens when you buy a dog in a dodgy lay-by.
It's fair to say that the new episode is a sexted classic.
I was on really good form.
And so modest with it.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas like, how do I start turning into a cowboy?
Stop.
How do I stop turning into a cowboy every time I hear the new Beyonce song? It's so good. Told you. Thank you. Country music was coming back.
Do you think she's done country because we made country cool again with Dix and Dallas?
No, she's done country because she's actually from Texas. Yes. Houston. Thank you. And she's done a track called Texas Hold'em.
Has she?
Yeah. And it's great.
Is it?
It's great. Yeah. And is it possible to gain your dignity back after having your holiday photo exposed? And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony ants, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not. Jordan North, new host as of April of Capital Breakfast. I'm more save the apostrophe, you're more walking catastrophe.
Oh, right.
And that's from Jesse.
Thank you.
We should do, yeah, Gene Devers, can you do an I'm More, You're More based on capital or global or any of those words? I feel that someone could write a good one.
We might see each other because you're always on Heart Breakfast and that's just...
I'm not always on it. I've done it four times, yeah. But yeah.
And that's in the same building.
Is your studio above or below?
Same floor, but just
Oh, is it
across,
the same floor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think, it's I'm trying to get my head around it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might see each other.
Yeah. It's great walking in there. Seeing James O'Brien and fangirled him the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's weird.
Who is James O'Brien, for those that don't know?
On LDC.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and when they were showing me around, I went into Chris Miles' studio and he gave me a big hug.
Oh.
And he was really...
Did you reply to your message yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then I got him to show me the newsagent's studio as well, which is another very successful podcast.
You are aware you are one of their new key talent, not a competition winner.
Feels like it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it's great when you walk past, you see everyone there.
Oof. I have a vision by May, you'll probably have a restraining order from Emily Makelis. I suspect that's the direction
it's going in. It's Soaps I'm more obsessed with a bit.
Soaps?
John Sopel.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like Emmerdale.
It's what we call him in the building.
I've been there 5 minutes.
it's probably Soaps I'm more, and Lewis as well.
Right.
But I listen every day, so I got to have it. I've been like geeking out.
Bless you.
Yeah, because you know, like I'm a radio geek. It's what, always wanted to do. So I can't wait to start.
How exciting. Well, look, it's a new bottle of Debonair.
Oh,
a new chapter. Oh, God, that's tight.
That's what she...
And actually, thinking about it, Jordan...
Oh, I was going to do a funny joke then.
Oh, sorry, go on.
That's what he said.
I'm still waiting for the joke.
That was the joke.
Oh, sorry. Thinking about it, a few Gene Devers have asked me this.
Oh.
Oof. And...
We're a bit low on gin.
We are a bit low on gin, actually.
Well, I love that one.
Yeah, we'll switch. Oh, gee, just. He is pouring so much in. You are draining that.
Get my tongue in that.
He's talking about the gin bottle.
I wasn't.
Let's do a toast first. Okay. Who should we toast?
Toast to all the lovely Gin Divas who have been in touch to say congratulations on my new job. It really, really does mean a lot, so thank you.
Thank you to those Gin Divas.
I wish I could reply to all your messages, but I can't because there's so many, but thank you.
Think what it's like when you get 2.4 million.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only aspire to that.
Your DMs must be popping. Have you had any tit pics yet?
Any what?
Boob pictures.
No, funnily enough, I don't think people don't send me those. I don't know why. We did a whole video last week on the difference between grinders and holes for salt and pepper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I accidentally opened one on holiday in Skegness.
A tit pic?
Are we allowed to call it that? I think so. Yeah.
A photo of décolletage. Maybe that's the more appropriate saying.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Never really been a boob man, so.
No. Have you not?
No.
Where was I going with this? Yes, a lot of Gin Divas were asking me after your news was announced, if presumably you're working in the mornings as of April, does that mean that we're doing the podcast in the afternoon and you can actually drink the damn drink?
I do have a little sip.
Yes, but, you know, we could get, you know, early days, we would get properly
we get
squiffy.
Hammered, didn't we?
Well, obviously, because you were then going on to work in the afternoons, we had previously not been.
Yeah, we'll probably have
to
stop.
Well, you hadn't.
Probably have to start recording after midday now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, that's going to be a barrel of laughs when I'm knackered and I've been on air all week.
Yes.
Oh, good luck, everyone.
I think
also, I'm quitting smoking as well, so I'm going to be insufferable. Oh, God.
We could do, as a G&D, we called it a sloshed cast.
A slosh cast.
Which I quite like.
Cast, yeah.
Cast, cast.
Oh, God, yeah. Oof.
Well, good luck, everyone.
But no, like I said on Friday's bonus, I'm absolutely buzzing about the new job. I just can't wait to get going.
Well, have a bit of time off.
Bought a new notepad.
You've bought a new notepad. Yeah. Oh, there's no stopping you.
I was walking around Leicester Square, Global's building, with it, and I looked like a bit of a geek, a new Moleskine with my name on it.
Oh, it's got your name on it.
I was like, yeah, this isn't cool. I better
genuine leather embellishments and initials.
Yeah,
I love it.
I bet previous Capital presenters haven't walked. I was actually walking through and making notes.
Does Roe have his own?
Possibly. Possibly.
I love it because this has also given me a whole new source of material.
I realised halfway through when I was like in a meeting, I was like, yeah, with my little new notebook.
Bless you. Mm. Well, it's very exciting. We'll all be tuning
Thank
in.
You.
Weeks to go, of course, yep. until that moment.
And come and join us. If you've never listened to Capital before, come and join us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you.
I say yes. It's got nothing to do with me.
But you'll listen.
Of course. No. As I said to you last week, Mikey and I, we Shazammed a couple of songs as well. We're like, this is quite a good song.
Because that's what they do.
Yes.
They play the best music.
Yeah.
Right. Literally, you listen to it and it's just constantly, it's like really good vibes when you listen. And,
yeah.
And it's national now as well.
Yes.
So you can listen to it wherever.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's marvellous.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into today's episode properly, we've got some news. Good news. Don't worry, everyone. We've got news.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
As if there hasn't been enough.
It's big news.
It is.
Yeah.
Particularly if you like Guinness. As you know, or not, because I don't, as you know, we're heading out on tour later this year.
And loads of you are joining us for our sold-out shows in Manchester, Glasgow, Newcastle, London, Birmingham and Bristol. Ooh-ar.
Don't do that on stage. But
they love it.
We don't want our G&D Divas across the Irish Sea to miss out. So we are adding two extra dates to our tour.
Hey! Woo! Yes! We are going to be playing Belfast on Friday the 7th of June and Dublin on Saturday the 8th of June.
Now, of course, we've been to both those cities before on previous tours. We lost you in Dublin because you went off with your family.
Yeah. Saturday night in Dublin. Yeah.
Yes. Luckily, Saturday night in Dublin, you are contractually obliged to stand on a stage. So at least you won't necessarily. If you're going to get lost, you can get lost after the show.
But am I contractually obliged to stand on the stage sober?
No.
Oh, great. Great. Great.
I think Dublin from last time, I mean, Belfast was chaotic in a nice way. Dublin, though, was particularly chaotic last time.
Oh, everyone was hammered.
In a good way.
It was really good.
Maybe. Yes.
Maybe I could do infamous Guinness joke on stage in Dublin and Belfast.
Yes.
Mm. Maybe. Well,
there is a low-key petition on gov.uk starting for you to actually do that Guinness joke
I just
on our other dates.
Worried about getting cancelled. Don't forget, we cut it. I did it when we were last in Dublin.
But that
Dublin.
Was because it was going to live permanently online.
Yeah.
There's a difference, I think, between one night only across eight nights.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see. Who knows? Well, we would love to see you there. Because anyone can come. You don't have to live over in that. Those
yeah,
parts
you can make
of the world.
Make a weekend of it in Belfast.
Yes.
Or Dublin.
Yeah. Or both. Don't mind. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, the 1st of March, at sextedmyboss.com/live. But as always, if you sign up to our Sexted newsletter, you can get a pre-sale link and a code to access the tickets 48 hours before the general release.
Everything you need to know is at sextedmyboss.com/live. And remember the dates for your diary. Belfast is Friday the 7th of June and Dublin Saturday the 8th of June.
We cannot wait to see you there and indeed everyone else on the other dates as well. Jordan, I am aware, and I don't know the sort of the reveal here. I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
On our, of course, some of these, all these episodes go out on YouTube now, a couple of, either a day or later on after the audio release. And a few people slid into my DMs.
And mine.
And said, were you, Jordan North, a couple of weeks ago looking at a naughty photograph whilst we were playing the Williams or Jordan's Joke of the Week jingle, one of those jingles? Because the camera over your shoulder obviously picks up what is on your phone, as it does with me.
Yeah.
And anyway, I went to the time code and I looked. And to be honest, I couldn't really work out what it was. Maybe it was two people amorously. That's sort of vaguely what I could work out it could be. But probably if you hadn't said, oh, is that a naughty photograph? I probably wouldn't have thought that.
So loads of people messaged. And then I got one message in particular, one DM, that said, hey, just to let you know, I think you should delete this. And they kind of zoomed in on a picture that I'd swiped across. And it was just because when the wonderful Gene Divas sent us me a joke on Instagram or Twitter, I screenshot it, so it's in my phone. So I was sliding through, and it looked like I was sliding through some...
a hidden album.
Yeah, and I wasn't. And then this picture was sent, and I was like, what the fuck? What is that? And it does make you question yourself. I was like, what is that? So then I rung Stu.
Yes.
Executive.
Apparently this turned into an entire drama.
Executive emeritus, Stu. Then nearly. Sent him a picture of the screenshot. Then we had to ring Alex, self-shoot Alex, who edits the podcast and was like, right, you need to cut this because I was worried, even though I was like, I've not got any of those pictures. So it was bugging me. And then I went through the picture that everybody was going on about. Like you said, it was really hard to tell what it was. But it was a picture I took of a scene from one of my favourite TV shows. So it was that.
And I'll describe it for people. It's a man, a bald-headed man in his... Is this Benidorm?
No, just keep it down.
He's lying with a dressing gown and belt on a sofa, sort of in what isn't quite doggy position, but he's lying down. And for some reason, there's a banana in the foreground, but out of focus.
Right. So I was like, you can't quite make it out on this screenshot that had been sent to me. So I was like, what is that? What is that? And then I was thinking, oh, maybe it's like a rude meme that somebody sent me in a WhatsApp group, that kind of thing. So that is, that is Eric from my favourite sitcom at the moment, Two Doors Down.
Okay.
And Eric had, in the episode, a camera up his arse. What did he call that?
Oh, an endoscopy.
An endoscopy. And as they were pulling it out, there was a couple of issues. All his neighbours came around to see him, and one of them gave him a banana, because it's very funny. And me and my sister-in-law, Kate, are obsessed with this show. So I sent her a picture saying, have you seen this episode yet? It's probably one of the funniest ones. And poor Eric was in a lot of pain. But if you look at it, it looks like a man...
I can see...
It looks like a man's being bummed with a banana.
We've all been there.
So that was the picture. And then it caused such a fracas.
Yes, it did.
Look at me saying Fracko, but that's the picture. I don't have those pictures on my phone, but yeah, that was it. You've got to watch Two Doors Down.
I'll put it on my list.
So funny. Eric's my favourite character. He was also in Taggart, I realised.
Oh, there's been a murder.
There's been a murder! Yes. There's been a murder!
We've had enough of you screaming TV catchphrases.
It's been another murder.
Also, whilst I remember, a few weeks ago, we were recording the Dish podcast, the Waitrose podcast.
Like, I had so much fun on that.
It was great.
There was a lot going on that day.
There was a lot going on that day.
Personally, behind the scenes. Let's not go into that.
Also,
yeah.
As we arrived at Dish, there was a sign on the door that said, you know, Dish with Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartlett, and today with William Henson and Jordan North, brackets, this is an innuendo-free zone.
Is that what it said?
It's like you've booked the wrong guests.
Brilliant. I didn't see that. Again, there's a lot going on that morning.
Yeah, there was. Anyway, and maybe because there was a lot going on that morning, Jordan's new thing. Tell us about your new thing with water.
Well, we were about to start recording, and one of the lovely members of the production crew said, do you want still or sparkling? And I said, oh, I'll have both. And that's my thing at the moment.
But I thought when you said I'll have both, you wanted a glass of each.
No, I have. So still and sparkling in the same glass is...
disgusting.
No, it's fantastic. So sometimes sparkling, yeah, is just a bit too fizzy and a bit too much, a bit too powerful.
Right.
In the sparkles. Yeah.
How about the sprinkles?
But if you have sparkling and a bit of still, it just takes the edge off.
It's just slightly flat sparkling water.
No, and then everybody was way into it, and it was my thing. And it was recently introduced to me a couple of weeks ago when I was out with some
introduced
friends.
Introduced to you?
Yeah. My.
Can I say, I think people might have been going along with it because they knew that maybe you were in a slightly delicate position.
I was at a restaurant.
Oh, fantastic. Oh.
No, but the person I was with at the restaurant was like, I'll have both in the same glass. I went, oh, go on, I'll try that. And I'm really into it. So next time you're out, ask for both or tap because it's cheaper. Yeah. But if you're listening now, Gene Divas, try it. It's a game changer. Also, whilst we're talking about sprinkles and sparkles.
And a spunk.
And spunk. Now I've got a bit more time on my hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hands.
Now I've got a lot more time on my hands. I've been looking into Campman's backstory.
Oh, Campman's backstory.
Yes.
Do you think Marvel would be interested?
I really do. Yeah. So you know all like superheroes have an Achilles? Yeah. Campman's who's getting spanked. Right. So if you spank Campman, but you've got to put him over your knee. And if you spank him, that's like his Achilles. Okay. Also.
What I'm worried about is that Jordan has been making noises that he would quite like Campman to do, and apparently Campman's me, to do an appearance on tour. I'm just going to say this now. I'm not being spanked on the stage of the London Palladium.
Well, you are, because that's his Achilles. And he's obviously a superhero needs an arch nemesis.
Yeah. Oh.
Big Daddy.
Scrub Daddy?
Scrub Daddy. No, because we won't have rights to that. I'm thinking... Big Daddy used to be his ex, and now they hate each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And
we'll keep working on that.
He fires dildos, but out of a gun. You know, like rubber bullets.
A Nerf gun.
Yeah, you know, like rubber bullets in the 90s when there's a lot of riots and stuff with football hooligans and
all
that.
All right, bring the tone down.
So he fires dildos, and they get you right in the eye and the face.
Well, it would. They'd be hard.
And his Achilles is rimming.
Good to know.
So if he gets rimmed,
I think those tickets to Belfast and Dublin have just sold out.
So if he gets rimmed,
yeah,
he's fucked basically. So you're going to be Campman, and all I'm saying is, when we go on tour, there's always like a role for Ben to come on stage. So all I'm saying is, producer Ben may be getting rimmed on stage.
Right.
But I really thought into it. I've got a lot of time
Can
on my
I
hands.
Ask a question?
Yeah. Sprinkle, sparkle, spunk.
Which of us are doing that?
Well, you're Campman.
Yes.
And he's Big Daddy.
Oh, he's Big... I thought you're Big Daddy.
I'm not Big Daddy. I'm just the writer. I'm the creator.
Oh, I see. You're writing yourself out.
I'm like Angeli. What was he called?
Stanley.
Yeah, unlike Stan Lee, sir. So, and then I was thinking after the interval on stage.
Oh, this is all at one.
You used to come out and we'll get you on wires and stuff and you'll start like fighting midair. And then we'll flip Ben over and you'll rim him.
I don't know what to say.
And we'll fire like spunk out on the crowd, but like not real, like whippy cream or something.
Right.
Not real spunk, unless we could get, like, I don't know, bull semen or something, because there's a lot of that.
Are you okay?
Ben will come out with his big dildo gun and... spunk, man! Spunk, spunk, spunk! Dildos. And then you'll kill him with by him getting rimmed. You all right, Stuart?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a week and a half since he left the BBC, and now look at you.
Yes! The shackles are off! Here's the real me. Okay.
I don't think anything I could say is going to be any interesting.
How's your week been?
Yes, it's fine. Mike and I balled socks on the sofa last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, boring job. Really boring job.
Do you want to come down and do my odd sock? Do you have an odd sock basket like I do?
No, we have a laundry hopper.
Oh, what's one of them?
It's washed laundry. It just needs to be either folded or ironed.
Oh, okay.
And then we have a laundry basket for dirty. And then like a canvas hopper.
I've got like a big bag for life. All right, Stu.
We've just been talking about dildos and now we're talking about...
There is something for everyone on this podcast.
There really is. I've got a big like bag for life where I put all my odd socks in. Where do the rest of them go?
Can I ask?
It's bulging my bag at the moment. We had socks. It's bulging. I just, yeah.
Stuart's lost it.
It is. I've never seen him like this before.
When people wash socks, because obviously we have a lot of sort of navy socks or black socks that sort of all sort of look the same.
Yeah.
And we're quite particular about them being paired together. What I want to know, if you then sort of ball them up when you take them off your feet to put them in your laundry basket, if you then wash them balled up, is that as hygienic? Does it do a proper wash? Because then presumably...
Well, this is your area of expertise.
Well, I know, I've never tried it.
No, you've got to unball them.
Yeah, but then you have the pain of balling them up together.
No,
it's fine for colourful socks.
A ball ache.
It is a ball ache. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's sort of
what else has been going on?
Well,
I need to sort that out. I've got time on my hands now, so
yes.
I'll start pairing up. So in fact, bring yours around next week, I'll do them.
I hung your shirts up when Ben and I came around for that curry, so you owe me.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you can do my socks.
Okay, deal.
I feel a bit bad because last week when we were talking about my trip to Miami and you were like, is that all you've got from your Miami trip? Because I sort of didn't really come up with much. There are two things that I had forgotten.
Oh, go on.
One... We just landed in Miami and we're sort of moving our way through to passport control, which is always tense in any country, but particularly America.
Oh, God, yeah.
Although Americans are probably friendlier to begin with than British people, that doesn't start at airports because they're quite intense,
yeah.
I think that's fair to say. Anyway, but this man was lovely. He wasn't actually one of the immigration officers at the desk. He was sort of just ushering people down into lanes. Obviously, he knew it was the flight from London. And he said to me, Liverpool beat our team yesterday. And I went, I'm so sorry, we're homosexual, and walked off.
Who did they beat?
I have no idea who it was. But whoever Liverpool were playing about 4 weeks ago. Don't assume I'm interested.
I'm so sorry, I'm homosexual.
Yes, I'm not interested. And then another sort of lapse of... A lapse of intellect, I would like to say, on behalf of this person. Sitting in a cafe, and we were both reading our books. And at the time, I was reading the excellent new Robert Hardman book on Charles III, our king. New King, New Court. And it's got a great big picture of the king on the cover. And this lovely American, she must have been in her mid to late 20s, initiates a conversation and went... I could see her looking over at me quite a lot. I sort of made eye contact and went, hello.
Hey. What's that book about?
Sorry, she wasn't Australian. What's that book about? It's like, how do I... Well, it's about the king.
All right, she was only being friendly and polite.
No, I know, but it's got the king on the front.
So, they don't know who Charles is over there.
Well, they did, because then she went, oh, he's just got cancer. I was like, yes, I am aware.
Mm.
Oh, and then her friend, who was with her, said to me, he said, oh, well, what I heard, he went, oh, how many courtiers did the queen have? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Well, she would have had quite, you know, loads, hundreds over the course of her reign. You know, depends on what you define as a courtier.
Oh, I'm so glad I weren't part of this conversation.
Had said in his Miami accent is, how many corgis did the Queen have? And I started to give this answer about courtiers, and I think he thought I was... that she's picturing Her Majesty with hundreds and thousands of corgis running around her.
Well, she did have quite a lot.
Yeah, she didn't have hundreds or thousands.
She had on her ice cream? She did have quite a lot.
Anyway, he had a corgi.
Going back to last time I was in America was in Florida last year.
Oh, yes.
A Saturday night takeaway, and they asked you what you're there for. And I was like, I'm here for work. They were like, what work? I was like, aunt and dad.
And you had the right visa?
Yeah. And they were like, are they associates of yours? I was like, got the numbers. Like, yeah. Someone behind me was like, colleagues. But they do proper interrogate.
I know, them. And they go, where are you staying? And I can't remember. What date are you leaving?
I can't remember. It's quite, yeah.
And I feel that's not really what you should be saying. Anyway, what a fun first half.
Yes, there we go.
With some trepidation, do you want to get your phone out and have a look for a joke of the week? Be careful what you're angling and showing the camera. Jordan
it's popped up again, look.
Jordan is shielding the phone from the camera.
Shall we go to Jordan's jolly joke of the week?
Here's the jingle. If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's jolly joke of the week. Cha-cha-cha.
The man who invented predictive text has died this week. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. And it's now time for the punchline of Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. The man who invented predictive text has died this week.
Mm.
His funfair's next monkey, and may he rust in piss. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did anyone in your family ever mistake LOL for lots of love back in the day when LOL became a thing?
Really.
I always remember one of my friends, Beth, at university used to say that her mother... at the start of sort of the LOL life, didn't know what it meant, thought it meant lots of love. And they sort of decided as a family to you know, not say anything because it was endearing. She put LOL on the end of every message until their grandfather wasn't very well. And then the messages would come through with, your grandfather's just been admitted to hospital, LOL.
Yeah.
Thinking it was lots of love. And then they had to step it and go, Mum, it means laugh out loud.
Yeah, a lot of people used to get confused with that. Anyway, shall we move on?
Yes, it's time for your questions and dilemmas.
Remember, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can DM us. We're @sexandmyboss on socials. Or you can write to William, who in the fullness of time promises a handwritten reply on one of our luxury greeting cards of executive seal envelopes.
Self-seal. On the letter writing thing.
You've not done them for a while.
No, because I'm writing something else.
He's writing a book. He got a book deal. I didn't.
And, I mean, I didn't get a Capital Breakfast show, so, you know, it's all levelled itself
out.
Yeah,
that's true.
So with the letters, I have paused writing.
Mm-hmm.
I will, as soon as my book is submitted, which is in a couple of weeks' time, I will resume. So if you think, oh, I haven't got one, we do say in the fullness of time. That could be anything from 6 days to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I will reply to every single one of them as long as you have put a return address. And you've written your address clearly.
The address for that is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. Right, let's go to listeners' problems and dilemmas. Remember as well, we probably don't say this enough. We don't know what's coming up. We've no idea what these are. So we don't, like, plan it beforehand and stuff. So
I think probably if you have listened to this long enough, you probably know that none of this is planned.
We hear them for the first time like you do as well. So what have we got, William Hansen?
So also, if our advice is a bit rubbish, that's why.
Yeah.
This is from Anonymous.
No one listens for the advice.
Don't say that.
They do, actually, they do.
Hello, William and Jordan. I recently found myself in a bit of a weird situation at work. One of my colleagues from another site came to visit our office, and in the middle of our conversation, he suddenly whipped out his electric shaver and proceeded to shave his beard on the desk. I was a little taken aback, as I would consider this to be a firmly home activity rather than an office activity. He continued to shave for the remainder of our conversation, dropping little beard hairs all over someone else's desk.
Ugh.
After he left for the day, I noticed that he had not cleared up his little hairs. Do I tell the person whose desk it is what has happened, or do I advise my colleague that I would appreciate it if he didn't shave mid-conversation? Is this now appropriate office etiquette, and I just missed the memo? Much love, Anonymous.
Tell your colleague. Tell them, and then maybe go above you. Just be like, because then the boss or someone from HR or whoever can say, we've had a complaint. And then they'll probably know it's from you, but it's better that way, I think, to go to your superiors and say, he's just shaved his fucking beard on me.
I'd deal with it directly and say to him, could you not shave across a desk, whether it's your desk or someone else's? Do that in the bathroom or at home, please.
Save yourself the hassle. I'd just go above you and be like...
What a sneak.
No, because then they'll go, we've had a complaint, because they might not know where it's come from and it won't affect you. People do it in gym. I don't know where I am with
that. I don't like people shaving in the gym.
I think shaving's a home or hotel activity, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or professionally. Go to a professional barber's or something.
Yeah.
But not... No, I don't love it.
No, I agree. Let's all agree that shaving's a home or hotel activity.
Agree.
Okay.
But no, well, different advice there. Anonymous, I would say deal with it directly with them first, then maybe take Jordan's approach.
You're shaving at home because it drives usually your other half mad, just remember to clean it up properly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of lads don't.
Well, to be honest, even if you live alone, I would say clean it up.
Yeah, no.
Just nicer. Mm. This is from Terry. Dear William and Jordan, back in the early 70s when I was six, my dad was involved in a crime that made national news.
Oh, wow. That's,
What's Terry's surname? West? Because of this, my family were hounded by the press.
Jesus.
What? And we had to keep moving from place to place to try to avoid them.
Oh, that's awful.
Is this the right podcast for this?
Go on.
Maybe it takes a turn.
Come on, I'm intrigued, dear.
Eventually, we changed our name and squatted in a house that wasn't connected to us in any way.
This is awful.
After a long and public trial, my dad and his accomplices... were jailed for life. Anyone who's known me for a while knows my story, and I'm happy to talk about it just as well.
Is it one at train robbers? I'm thinking great train robbery.
Yeah. Right. Recently, my friend's friend told them that I should not talk about what happened and should be ashamed of my past. Now, I think there is no shame attached to me. I didn't commit the crime and was merely an innocent casualty along with my family. The sins of my father should not be attributed to the offspring. Quite agree. I'm a law-abiding person, always have been, and this episode is an interesting part of my history and has helped me to make me the person I am today. Should I keep quiet about my past and be ashamed of it? Kind regards, Terry. Well, Terry, you have, thank God, given us something else. When we get interviewed and they say, what sort of problems do you get asked? We can now talk about this one.
This is a new one. I mean, we're all thinking it. It depends on the crime.
I would say...
If you shouldn't
be ashamed of it. It was nothing to do with you. So anyone that is making you feel bad is silly. I think it's something to share with close friends when you've got to know them and they know you. If you're using it as a sort of a bonding exercise with new friends, that is where I think maybe we don't need to know.
I mean, we say it depends on the crime. A crime's a crime, isn't it? But maybe not in professional situations. I wouldn't bring it up. But again, you've nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
But if it's like a...
And I mean, I say if you play it for laughs, but we don't know what it is. So, I mean, it's probably quite hard to play a crime for laughs.
If it's a cool story.
I don't think it's a cool story. I've just got a hunch.
You know.
Terry, maybe let us know what it is. We can provide more.
Yeah.
More insight. But don't be ashamed of it. But my advice, don't bring it up straight away. This one is from Tia. Maybe Maria. Dear William Jordan and EPB, wherever you are.
Where is he?
Oh, God.
Where is he? Oh, he messaged me.
He's done Machu Picchu. Oh, is he, what, to say congratulations?
No, he's joined a cult.
Oh, I've always said with Ben, you don't get a bigger cult than him.
Yeah. He's going to come back with a skinhead.
Oh.
Him and...
Cat.
Cat.
Yeah. Right.
And Diego.
No, Diego's not gone.
I'm here still here, boys. I'm still here.
Do you know, can I just say, when you just did Diego there, I went, oh, I've missed that impression. And that's because you haven't done it every episode.
I'm still here. I'm living at my grandma's and granddad's. And they're passing me around like a box of chocolates on D-Wing in a prison, honestly. But I'm meeting lots of lovely people. I am. Honestly. I'm like one of the strays around Soho, honestly. All right, Diego. Anyway.
Dear William and Jordan, EPB, wherever you are, I want to get your opinion on a dilemma a family I know recently went through. This family found a cute little Rottweiler puppy, more dogs, on Facebook and decided to purchase it. You'd think when the person suggested to meet at a lay-by to complete the transaction, alarm bells would start ringing. Wrong. After spending...
What's his name? I might have met him. You know, I like a bit of rough. I love a Rottweiler. Them XL bullies are too big for me, though. Carry on. I need to get back into work. It's only been a week, and look at me.
After spending upward of £3,000 on their new companion, they settled it into their home and started the puppy training. After several weeks, they noticed this little Rottweiler had not grown and couldn't stop squeaking, so they were becoming increasingly concerned and decided to visit the vet. After a thorough examination, the vet had to explain to this family that they had spent a significant amount of money on what was actually a guinea pig.
Piss off. What a con! Are you joking?
My question is...
They bought a guinea pig!
What is the etiquette when you've accidentally bought a guinea pig instead of a dog? Love the podcast. Tia.
Oh, sugar.
What? You haven't just bought a guinea pig?
No, I forgot to say. Oh, it's been such a mad week. Oh, Frank died.
Oh.
Sorry. It's been such a mad week. Yeah. Sorry.
Who is Frank, for those that
don't
know?
It's my mum and dad's dog.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm
that's
sorry.
So weird that I've just brought that up now. It's just...
What a roller coaster this episode
is. It's been
is.
Such a mad week, and my head's all, I'm going out to see her. She was mortified. I rung her, and she couldn't get words out for crying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing!
No, I'm going to tell you this, because I don't want you to laugh, but my dad went background, and she was having a go at him, and he was...
Already funny!
Please don't laugh. Don't, because I cried okay. all... Because I found out just before I went on playing the game. My dad went background, pulling everything out of the freezer because she wanted to put him in there because the vet... She didn't, and I quote, she didn't want him to go off in the living room because it was really... Yeah, they wanted. She wanted to put him in the freezer, bless him, because they're in Spain. They've got it's a bit hot at the moment. Well, Spanish vets were shut, but they found one in Murcia that were open. Anyway, so yeah, I forgot about that. It's been so honestly, I couldn't sleep on Friday and Saturday.
I'm sorry for laughing.
No, it's fine. Anyway, sorry.
Well, we're very, on behalf of all the G&D Divas and everyone listening, we're very sorry to
I can't believe I didn't mention it. Anyway, carry on. What do you do if you accidentally buy a guinea pig instead of a dog? Well, did you get a receipt?
Alarm bell, when you said a cute little Rottweiler puppy on Facebook, can we Google Rottweiler puppy and what are they
well,
meant
the
to look like?
Puppies are quite small, to be fair.
Yeah, but.
This has been some episode, this. Poor Frank. I'm going out to see her.
Good.
Give her a big hug.
Sorry, a Rottweiler puppy doesn't even look at all like a guinea pig.
Does it not?
I think you've got to be pretty thick to think that that is... No, I'm... So... Well, I think they've only got themselves to blame. They found a cute little puppy on Facebook. I mean, come on. Can I say that?
We'll keep the guinea pig.
Yes, yeah, it's still a pet. It's just a very expensive pet.
Got a beautiful picture of Frank on my fridge now as well.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
He'd I know we laugh, but we got him when Bradley was really ill. Mm. Really, really
ill. So how old was Frank? 15?
16.
16.
So he's really old. And we got him when Bradley was really ill, when he was about 11, and when he was going through his chemotherapy and stuff. And the dog, like on Marley and me, never left his side. They had like this special, like, but even when Brad used to go and see him in Spain, he'd never leave his side. Anyway.
Oh,
love you, Frankie.
Well, the memories will live on.
Exactly.
This is from Aaron and Liam. To William and Jordan. To William and Jordan. Ooh, okay. My colleague and I are big fans of the podcast, and we have a little problem for you. Oh, my God. We deliver artificial insemination animal semen all over the country.
Oh!
Get them for the tour.
This podcast, I couldn't have written this better.
Written
this better. Lads, we'll get your number after this. We need some fake or real semen for the tour.
Yes.
For Spunkman. Campman. Oh, Spunkman. I can be Spunkman. Okay. I can be his little sidekick.
Yeah, the little pocket rockets.
Yeah. We can come on in one of those little motor car cave things. You can be Campman, I'll be Spunkman, and Ben will be Big Daddy. Oh, this shit writes itself. Anyway, lads, we'll be in touch, because if you've got any of that spare, we need it for Belfast.
Why are we just doing that in Belfast?
How will we get that past customs?
I don't know, it's going in your luggage.
If they say, just say it's white honey.
Protein shake.
Protein shake, and just dip your finger into it. It's just honey. Anyway.
We deliver artificial insemination animal semen all over the country, but the problem is, all over the country they deliver. How do we talk about our jobs when with polite company? When we mention it, they always follow up by asking how. How do you explain that it's transported in a fridge that keeps the semen at the same ball sack temperature, and that somebody has to tug at the animal to get the semen, and someone else has to insert it into the receiving animal? Kind regards, Aaron and Liam.
Sorry to all our vegetarian and vegan friends that are listening.
Well, I don't think that's... Vegan, yes, but...
Well, vegetarian?
Well, no, because they drink milk.
Well, when they say tug, do they mean like...
Yes.
They wank it
yes.
off. They wank it off.
Yes.
And then in... yeah. Well, they have like... They'll have big marigolds, won't they, to do that?
Well, no, because presumably it's the protrusion from the animal.
Anyway, I've said this many, just own it. Just say we deliver animal spunk around the UK.
Yes, we're in the reproduction business in a big way.
We're spunk specialists. Yeah, just say that.
We're back to Grindr profiles, aren't we?
Spunk specialists.
Yes.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Maybe not if you're having a meal.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't bring it up.
But
suddenly etiquette coach seems very normal.
Yeah. What they called those two?
They are Aaron and Liam.
Aaron and Liam, would that work in a water pistol? Because that's what you can fire it out of on top.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. We'll get their email address.
You can see Jordan's brain whirring.
Mm-hmm.
He's one meant more. To be planning for a new breakfast show, but all of a sudden we're worrying about Nerf guns and dildos and all sorts for Campman and Big Daddy.
Mm. Anyway. Next one.
Last one is from Kevin. Dearest William and Jordan, that's better. I need your advice on an unfortunate incident that occurred when we moved house. On the day of the move, I was showing the removal men around, and on the way upstairs, I suddenly heard the sound of material tearing. I checked myself over and couldn't find any tears in my clothes, so I assumed it was the removal man, as he had some sheets with him to cover the furniture. Later that evening, I got changed for bed. As I took my jeans off, I found an enormous rip running from the crotch right up to the waist on the rear side. I'd been walking around for 12 hours looking like I was wearing arseless chaps. My wife and kids found this hysterically funny, magnified by the fact that not only had I been to collect a takeaway looking like this, but we had moved to a townhouse, so anyone who had been behind me had to witness my pants showing through the large gap in my jeans on multiple staircases. So my dilemma is this: what is the etiquette for walking around in arseless chaps in front of removal men, and will I be sued for PTSD by the removal company? With kind regards, Kevin.
That reminds me, I need to give you your arseless chaps back. How long have I had them now?
Don't know, too long.
Oh, when did you give me them? Was it last year? I'll give them back.
Arseless chaps used to be very popular, but apparently the bottom's fallen out of the market.
Oh, very good. Oh.
I'm not wearing arseless chaps, no, as Campman.
That could be another one of his enemies. You know, like Spider-Man's got loads, Batman's got Joker, Riddler. Arseless chaps could be one. And it could be a group of them.
Yes.
Loads of posh chaps with their arse out.
Why posh?
Well, just ask, because chaps is posh, isn't it? Right, let me write this down. Arseless chaps. camp man.
Should we go back to Kevin's dilemma?
Enemy, yeah. What's your advice?
Kevin, it's a very funny story, but look, I would say there's not a lot you can do.
No.
I think it's just, you'll probably laugh about it in time, if you're not already.
It's a great dinner party story, so keep it for that. And,
yeah.
And remember,
you didn't look very hard, though, I would say, when you were looking to see if you could find any tears in your clothes. And would it not have been drafty all of a sudden?
Yeah, wouldn't you notice? And over time, that story's going to get better and better.
Yes.
And then in 2-3 years, it's going to be nothing like the truth because you'll embellish it even more. So just keep it as a good dinner party story. That's my advice.
You'll be very popular on Hampstead Heath.
Own it.
Mm. Yeah, it's good. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing your...
Oh, Hampstead Heath.
What?
He could be another one. Could be a giant hamster.
Hampstead Heath.
No, Hamster Heath.
Oh, Hamster Heath.
Yeah.
Could see what he can fit in his mouth.
This shit writes itself. Honestly, I'm going to do a graphic novel on this.
A graphic novel?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your weeks off?
I'm already nearly finished Modern Family. I don't know what. Do any of you lot want to go out after this?
Oh, no. My God, yes. Normally it's like, oh, I need to go.
I've actually got to go to the dentist after this. So.
The dentist?
Yeah.
Are you having more work done? Can we also talk
about... Do you mean work done?
Well, you've had your teeth done. You've talked about it.
Yeah.
Few people asked me if I had done your makeup for your new capital photo.
No.
No.
Why?
Apparently it was some of my best work.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you look very good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, I think we should wrap up there. It's up there, isn't it, this episode?
It's up somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for your questions and dilemmas. You can listen and watch every Tuesday and Friday. And on the next episode, we have a special guest joining us.
Oh, yes.
Really
very
special
exciting.
Guest. Low-key obsessed with. So let's just say he's an expert in making things sparkle.
Oh, lovely.
We'll see you on Friday.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.